across the great silver moon they flew, beautiful and free. E.T. and Elliot soaring in the air like birds. Wonderful.
Don't crash, please.
Then, out in the lonely forest, E.T. set up his communicator and pointed it at the stars. His strange signal beamed itself out into that place in the sky where night is forever.
E.T., it's working! It's working! You did it! It's working!
Go now, E.T. We're so late already.
But nobody had returned E.T.'s phone call to the stars. Back at Elliot's house, the net was closing in. Science had discovered his hideout in the closet upstairs. That night, Elliot and his friends slept in the forest. At dawn, when he woke up, E.T. was gone. Elliot, sick with fever, returned home for help.
You gotta find him, Mike.
Where is he?
In the forest. The bald spot. You gotta find him.
E.T.!
Michael found the little guy. Face down in a stream, his body gray all over, gray as ash. Michael gently carried E.T. back to the safety of their home. They snuck him upstairs and laid him down on the bathroom floor. Now was the time to tell Mom.
Mom, won't you come with me?
What is it?
Mary, just come with me.
Michael, what?
Mom, remember the goblin?
Michael, what are you talking about?
Just swear the most excellent promise you can make.
Michael.
She couldn't believe what she saw.
That's terrific.
Her hand went limp. The coffee spilled from her cup.
You're sick. I think we're dying.
Michael, Mom, it's okay.
Downstairs.
He's not gonna hurt you, Mom.
Mommy, he's not gonna hurt you.
Michael, get her downstairs!
The man from the moon!
Sealed in white protective spacesuits, the military, the government, scientists, and doctors invaded Elliot's house. They had zeroed in on E.T. and turned the place into a laboratory and hospital. A huge plastic envelope came down, covering the entire house, and medical teams moved in on the little guy.
Oh.
write anything down?
No.
Say it has the ability to manipulate its own environment?
He's smart. He communicates through Elliot.
What does all this mean?
Elliot thinks its thoughts.
No, Elliot. Elliot feels his feelings.
They hooked him up to all kinds of machines, but he was fading like a star at morning. But E.T. was going where no one could follow. His starfire was out, and he was as cold as the moon.
Creature's pressure is bottoming out. His complexes are slow and widening.
All right, I'm calling. What time is it?
E.T. was gone.
15 hours, 36 minutes. Okay. Let's pack him in ice.
So they placed E.T. in a coffin of ice, but left Elliot alone with him, because Elliot was the one he'd come to across the great ocean of time.
Look at what they've done to you. I'm so sorry. You must be dead. Because I don't know how to feel. I can't feel anything anymore. Have you gone someplace else now? I don't believe in you all my life. Every day. E.T. I love you.
Then a miracle. Elliot noticed E.T.'s wilted flower was moving. A light opened up in E.T.'s heart, growing brighter and brighter. From orange to yellow to white.
E.T. phone home.
Guy was all worked up, and Elliot had to shut him up so no one would know he was alive.
Elliot, why don't you come with me?
No.
Come on.
No. No.
It's all right.
No.
And Elliot turned on the tears and faked them all out.
Would you like the flower?
Michael and Elliot had a plan. The scientists put E.T. into a medical van. They didn't even notice it when the guy snuck aboard.
Who are you? You're driving.
Open the door, son.
There's a guy out here. What do I do?
Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go!
I've never driven forward before!
Michael screamed to his friends.
Get the bikes. Meet us at the playground at the top of the hill.
Let's do it.
So they did it. They stole E.T. out from under everybody's nose and carried him off on their bikes. E.T. was riding in Elliot's basket, bouncing up and down again, with the world at their heels. But Elliot and his partners could ride. The police chased them through the streets, but the kids knew the alleys.
This is Unit 302. We've cut the kids off the bottom.
Let's split up.
Hey, hang on.
We made it! That's what they thought. In came the roadblock. Cars and men. Police and guns. The net closed once more. E.T. and his friends had run out of time.
Whoa!
And up they went! E.T. and his pals. Up over the roadblock. Up into the sky. Wheeling over the rooftops. Sailing over the valleys. Higher and higher. Woohoo! Flying in the sky. E.T. and his pals. Beautiful thing in the whole world. The ancient spaceship coming slowly down. And it was time to say goodbye.
There's no goodbye.
Where would E.T. go? His home was far beyond the Milky Way, out past the farthest star we see, where only the great ships of space can roam. Would they ever see him again? Where would he be?
I'll be right here.
Sadness and joy filled the air as they watched E.T. approach the ship that would take him home. The hatch was open. The crew was waiting. E.T. looked at his friends one last time. Picked up his flower pot and walked into the ship. The hatch closed. The ship lifted off, up into the sky, trailing a rainbow. E.T.'s rainbow. Look for it! Look for it!